Elisa.
Blog Talk Radio.
Of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live. Yahuwah's radio broadcast. Count number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We live. We live right now. On Blog Talk. We live on Facebook. We also live on Pal Talk. Get in where you fit in at. This is the day the Almighty created and made for me and you. By the power of the Sabbath day. Be big ears and love mouth. Pay your tithes. Take good notes. Good notes. On the lessons, you got questions or comments, we dare to ask them. Call in international, line, phone line, 224-600-5579. Cars rolling, we got the elders, teaching, living. Is it over the class? They're watching on the clouds like a roaring lion. I got five Jared. We're going to entertain the class here on the bottom part of the Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Follow.
Peace with all men.
Through the instructions, they follow peace with all men. And
what?
Go ahead.
Without which no man shall be the Yahuwah.
Verse number 15, come on.
15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of the Yahuwah. Any root of bitterness springing up trouble.
Come on with
you, and thereby many be defiled.
Verse 16, come on.
16. Lest there be any fornication or profane person.
Lest there be any fornicator. Or a profane person,
Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.
Verse 17, come on.
17.
Uh-huh.
For you know that afterwards,
what happened?
When he would have inherited the blessing.
What happened?
He was rejected.
Hold on. Esau was what?
He was rejected.
That's all I need right there, Sister Sarah. Esau was rejected. Just like Ishmael, right? Now, when we go to 2nd Ezra, let's see how we can answer this. We know that Esau was what? Rejected, right? Let's see 2nd Ezra chapter 3, Mother. Let's see how we deal with this. Pick it up at verse number 13. 13 through 16, Mother. Let's see how we deal with this. Book of 2nd Ezra chapter 3. 13 through 16, Mother Israel, see you, Roy.
2nd Ezra, chapter 3, verse
upon them.
So he said, when they lived so wickedly, he chose a man, right, Mother Lee?
Right.
Let's see if we can deal with that in the book of Nehemiah chapter 9 right quick. Nehemiah chapter 9, let's keep at verse number 3, I believe we won't. Book of Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 3. Mother Lee and Reverend C. Roy. I believe that's the one we need. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number, let me see, make it verse number 7.
Isaac,
come on.
And
gave us Jacob and Esau. Come on.
And gave Jacob. And give it Jacob Esau.
Give it Jacob and Esau. Come on.
Give it Jacob and Esau.
Hear it?
As for Jacob.
As for Jacob?
Not give it to him, to thee.
So as for Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. He was the one that Yahweh chose to bring to himself, right? Mm-hmm. Now let's see how you handle the other side of the coin, Mother.
And put by Esau.
Oh, hello, Mother. What do we mean and put by Esau? Esau was rejected. Mm-hmm. That one we read that.
Hallelujah.
So that's what it means by put by Esau. In other words, he didn't even pay Esau any mind, right? The thought of him dealing with Esau never came into his mind. You know Esau was created as a vessel of dishonor. Is that what he said? Now I'm going to get on out the way, but let's run to the book of Maccabees. Let me put that on the table, and I'm going to get on out the way. Let's look at 1 Maccabees chapter 4. Get on line, Brother Titus Israel, and see Roy. Let's look at 1 Maccabees chapter 4. Let's pick it up at verse number 44, I believe we need. 1 Maccabees 4:44, you know what?
Go to 1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 44.
Uh-huh.
1 Maccabees chapter 4, verse 44 reads.
What do you read?
And when that they consulted what to do.
Now, this is up under the banner of what they call the Maccabean era or period. So now when they consulted what to do, what happened?
With the altar of burnt offerings.
With the altar of burnt offerings, go ahead.
Which was profaned.
So the altar of Yahweh was profaned. Hold that point. Sister Sarah Israel C. Roy. Let's run to the book of Daniel. Let's see. He said the altar of Yahweh was profaned. Let's see if I can pull out a statement in the book of Daniel. Sister Sarah Israel C. Roy. See if I can lay my eyes. The statement of danger. Daniel, if I can lay my eyes. My eyes are gone and run to Daniel chapter 11. Let's see if I can pull it out. In Daniel chapter 11, Sister Sarah. Well, I don't see it there neither. Let me peep at this. Daniel, is it 7 or 8? Which one is it that I need here? Daniel 7 or 8. Well, let's go and get it. Let me make it easy on myself. Run to Matthew 24. Sister Sarah Israel, see you right here. Run to Matthew 24. Let's peep up what's going on around here. Matthew 24. Let's pick it up at verse number 3:14 and 15, Sister Sarah. Matthew 24:14 and 15. Let's see what's going on. Sister Sarah Israel, see you right here.
Go on to the book of Matthew, chapter 24, reading verse 14 and verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14 reads.
What do you read?
And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations.
Great.
And then shall the end come.
Verse number 15, come on.
15.
Mm-hmm.
When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the seer stand in the righteous place.
What happened?
Whoso read, they him understand.
So he said, when you see there for the abomination of desolation, stand in the, what he called it, the holy place, right? So let's see, where is the holy place? Carolina, Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's see if we can put it out in Ezekiel chapter 21. Where is the holy place located? Book of Ezekiel chapter 21. Let's look at verse number 1, young man. Ezekiel 21, verse 1. Where is the holy place? Of the abomination going to stand in the holy place, right? He said, when you see it, that's, we need to find out that location, that geographical location, right? Ezekiel 21, verse number 1. Where is the holy place?
Yeah, I'm glad.
year this year. Chapter 21, verse number 1, read.
What do you read?
Verse 1. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying.
Saying what?
Verse 2. Son of man, set your face towards Yahweh Judah.
You now set your face toward Yahweh Judah, come on.
And drop your word towards the righteous place.
Come on, read it like you see it now.
And drop your word toward the holy place.
And drop your word toward the holy place. Go ahead.
And prophesy against the land of Israel.
So the holy place is the land of Yahweh Judah, right?
Hallelujah.
So we see the abomination of desolation spoken of as being the city of sin in the land of Yahweh Judah, right? Let's run back to that First Maccabees, young line, Brother Makai. I meant Brother Titus Israel.
All right,
chapter
let's
4, picking up at verse number 44.
First Maccabees, chapter 4, verse 44.
Yes, sir.
And when as they consulted what to do.
When as they consulted what to do, clear.
Was the altar burnt offering, which was profaned.
So the altar was profaned. Front to the book of First Maccabees, Mother E. First Maccabees, chapter 1, let's see what's going on. First Maccabees chapter 1, let's look at verse number 1. First Maccabees 1, verse number 1.
First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 1. And it happened after that Alexander, son of Philip, the Macedonian,
great,
who came out of the land of Chippen, had smitten Darius.
Has been Darius?
Darius. The king of the birds, and he, that he reigned in his stead.
And his stead?
The first over Greece.
And we know the first over Greece is talking about the first over the of the five sons of Esau that took world rulership, right? Drop down to verse number 7, mother.
Verse 7.
So Alexander, the book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 7.
1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 7.
So
Alexander reigned 12 years and then died.
Verse 8, come on.
Verse 8.
And
his servant bare rule everyone in his place.
So his servant bare rule everyone in his place. Read on, verse number 9.
Verse 9. And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves.
Go ahead.
So did the sons after them many years.
And what happened?
And evil was multiplied in the earth.
So when Esau took rulership, evil was multiplied. And we know according to Obadiah, right? 1 verse number 4. That this people is the border of wickedness, right?
Right.
Job chapter 9, verse 24, right? The earth has been given into the hand of the wicked, right? And let me see if I can pull out a statement in the book of Daniel. I'm going to get on out of the way. A statement in Daniel on Mother Z. Daniel chapter 4, I believe I'm looking for. Let me see if I can peep it. Daniel chapter 4, Mother Z. Let's see what else was on the table. Daniel chapter 4, and let's look at verse number 35. What else was on the table when Esau was given rulership? Daniel 4, verse 35, Mother Z, Israel, and see you right.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. Verse 35.
Yes, ma'am. Daniel 4, verse number 17. That's what I need, mother. Daniel 4, 17. What else was on the table?
Daniel.
When Esau was given rulership, mother.
Daniel.
Daniel 4, verse 17. Come up.
Daniel chapter 4, verse 17. Verse 17. This matter is by the decree of the
watchmen.
Watchers.
And we know the one that watched is those big angels, right?
Right.
According to the book, First Enoch, right?
Right.
And the demand by the word.
And the demand by the word of the righteous
one.
Righteous one.
Go ahead.
To the intent.
to the intent.
Intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man,
mm-hmm.
and giving it to
who?
And giving it to
whosoever
he will.
Come on, mother, and set it up. Who?
And set it up over it
the what? The faces
of man.
Neither the Lord that you can get, right? Let us see if I can get a second witness about this guy. Let's run to Psalm chapter 12, Sister Judith Israel. See if I can get another profile on Esau and his five sons, right? We know that he played a part of the wicked, right? And he played and Yahweh said he the lowest. And he can find nobody else lower than Esau, right? Let's run to Psalm chapter 12. Let's see what else about it. Let's take a look at verse 7 and 8. Sister Judith Israel, C. Roy.
Psalm chapter 12, verse 7 and verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7 reads,
mm-hmm.
Thou shalt keep them, O Yahweh. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever.
Verse 8, come on.
Verse 8 reads, the wicked walk on every side.
And what?
When the foulest
men are exalted. When the foulest of men. Now, that's what Yahweh created Esau. That's the role he's creating in the play, right? Come back to that First Maccabees, and I'm going to get on out of the way. First Maccabees, who's reading it?
Brother Titus,
let's pick it up at verse number 9. Let's read a little bit more. Verse number 9.
All right, First Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
First Maccabees chapter 1, verse 9 reads,
uh-huh.
After this death,
good.
They all put crowns upon themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So did their sons after them.
Good.
Many years, and evils were multiplied in the earth.
So when Esau came into world rulership, so did evil, right? Come on. Verse 10.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then came out of them a wicked book.
Go ahead.
And Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Tiffany.
So it says there came out of them a wicked root, Antiochus. Now the name Antiochus is just like all of the rulers that came out of this particular lineage. They took that name upon themselves, Antiochus. This particular Antiochus is Antiochus the Fourth, right? Y'all done y'all research, right? And his name was called Epiphanes. What do that mean? What do that title mean?
Their name Epiphanes.
What do that mean? What do Epiphanes mean? What was he calling himself? What was he saying about himself? Epiphanes. What does that word mean? I know y'all have done the research now.
Epiphanes.
Yeah, what do that word mean? But do that word epiphany, because this is not Antiochus the First, this is Antiochus the Fourth. And he took upon him the title of epiphany. We need to know what he's saying here, right? But I got that definition for us.
I got the definition.
All right, bring it up.
Epiphany, manifestation of Yahweh.
The manifestation of who?
Yahweh.
The manifestation of G-O-D is what it say, right? Is that what it say?
That's
manifestation of G-O-D. We know the word G-O-D comes from what they call the Shemitic word Elohim, right? Which means power. So he's saying, Antiochus, this is the manifestation of the power of the earth. Is that what he's saying here? Come on,
I'll
read a little bit more of this.
Son of Antioch,
mm-hmm.
The king.
Go ahead.
Who has been a hostage at Rome.
Now, this Antiochus the Fourth, right? This guy wasn't even in line for rulership. He just jumped the ship, if you done your research. He just jumped ship. He wasn't the next in line for rulership.
No.
Come on. Now, the Antiochus, this bloodline comes from what lineage? What lineage did he come through? Yeah, we know Esau. But we know that it was four generals of Alexandria that stood up in his room, right? Mm-hmm. That the Lucas, right?
The Lucas, yeah.
Yeah, Ptolemy. The Sisymus. And who else was it? The Sisymus and...
four generals.
That's something. I can't even think of what it is. Latimus or something like that.
Yeah, you close to it, though, yeah.
But, the one that Antiochus come out of was the Seleucus. And Seleucus was in rulership over the area around Syria, right? And what happened? Come on, let's read a little bit more, and I'm going to get on out of the way.
And he ruled in 130, in 7 years.
So he was in rulership 137 B.C., right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And the king of the Greeks, he saw his five sons.
Now let's jump down and see what went down in verse number, let me see where I want to pick this up.
Verse number 41, young man. All right,
now, verse number 41.
Mm-hmm. Both, King Antiochus, both his whole kingdom.
You're
it. That all should be one people.
So he wrote to his whole kingdom that all should be one people. So the melting pot just started with the great USA, right? It started way back here when Esau came into power. Go ahead, beat on.
Verse 42.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should leave his law.
Go ahead.
So all the heathen who were nation, he saw the five sons agree to the court to the commandment of the king.
Verse 43, come on.
43, yea, many also of the Israelites.
You mean Israel? And that color, now this period is called what period in history? What period is called? It's called the Hellenistic period, right? When the Greek culture was forced on the world, right? So let's read on.
Yeah, many of the Israelites,
mm-hmm.
Yada Judah,
go ahead,
consulted to his religion.
So this is when they start taking on the title of being Greeks, mm-hmm. Ephesians, Colossians, and all this good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, read on.
And sacrifice unto idols.
They did what?
And sacrifice unto idols.
Go ahead.
And profane the statue.
Verse number 44, come on.
44.
Mm-hmm.
For the king has sent letters.
Go ahead.
By messengers.
Uh-huh.
To Yadah Judah.
Come on with it.
In the cities of Judah.
Yeah.
That they should follow strange laws of the land.
Verse 45, come on.
45.
Mm-hmm.
Forbid burnt offerings.
Come on.
And sacrifice the drink offerings.
Mm-hmm.
To the temple.
Go ahead.
That they should profane the statue. And feast day.
Verse 46, come on.
And pollute the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And righteous people.
Verse 47, what did they do?
Set up altars and groves.
Mm-hmm.
And chapels.
Go ahead.
And idols.
Uh-huh.
And sacrifice wine, flesh, and unclean beasts.
So this is why the Maccabees had to clean the altar, right?
Yeah, well.
Let's run back to that 44, and let's get a time frame on the table, and I'm going to be out the way. The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 4. Who is reading that?
Brother Titus Israel.
Let's get the time frame, and I'm going to get on out the way. What time frame is this taking place in 54, I believe we can pick it up at? The book of 1 Maccabees 4, 54. Let's pick it up right there, young lion. 52. Let's pick it up at 52.
1 Maccabees, chapter 4. Verse 52.
What time frame is this?
Now on the 5th and 20th day of the ninth month.
The 5th and 20th day of the ninth month. What time is that? What is the ninth month?
The ninth month, we know it's December.
Ninth month is what the world knows as December, right?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read on. So on December 25th, what happened?
Which is called the month, casual December.
Mm-hmm.
In the 148th year.
In the 148th year, go ahead.
They rose up three times in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
53. And offered sacrifice according to the law.
Go ahead.
Upon
the new altar of burnt offering, which they had made.
Verse 54, come up.
Verse 54.
Yes, sir.
Look at what time and what day the heathen, nation of Esau, despised the Amalek have profaned.
Now they say they look and see what day the five of Esau have profaned it, right? So they got a thing still to the day on December 25th that is profanation, right? That they call Christmas.
Really?
The day of Baal, right?
That's right.
They still got it on the table. Come on, read.
Even if it was dedicated with song, it's cisterns.
Go ahead.
And harps and cymbals.
Verse number 56, let's read that.
Verse 56. So they kept the dedication of the altar 8 days.
Go ahead.
And offered burnt offerings with gladness.
Go ahead.
And sacrifice.
Go ahead.
Sacrifice of deliverance and praise.
So on that note, we know that right around the corner is the feast. Dedication. So we're going to bring in them young lads from the tribe of your God Judah. Brother Titus Israel, see you, Roy, by saying,
Hallelujah. All right. Sister Judy, Israel, give me Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Before you give me Luke 12, give me Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. Let's get an elder, a great hand.
Hallelujah. Chapter 8, pick it up at
Pick us at verse 32 and read out verse 33.
Proverbs chapter 8, verses 32 and verse 33. Verse 32 reads, "Now therefore, hearken, hear unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my way."
That's the day that keep the way, keep his way, y'all. Where verse 33?
Verse 33 reads, "Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not."
Yeah, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. What makes you wise? What are you talking about? Hear instruction to be wise. How do you become wise? Because you can't be... They got their own thing going on about their own mindset to be wise.
Hallelujah.
All right, y'all. Real quick, Mother D. Let's go to Timothy real quick. See what I'm going to Timothy. Go to Timothy. Go to Book of Timothy real quick. Make that 2 Timothy. Is that chapter 3?
Hallelujah.
2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 3. Pick it up at verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, and that from a child you have known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Yahweh the Son, Yahweh.
Right, so to say the scriptures, we have to make you wise to the salvation through the faith. So the faith, talking about his word, his covenant, through the covenant, which is in Yahweh the Son. All right, verse 16.
Verse 16. All scriptures is given by inspiration of Yahweh and is
Law is the truth.
Verse 147 reads, "My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Are righteous.
All of them is righteous. All the commandments is righteous. All right, let me get, the structures. We preached out there, okay, that structures, right? It are instructions. All right, let's go to Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel. Read for 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, right? Let's go to the Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel.
That was 3:16. Right?
Mm-hmm.
3:16.
All right. 3:16. Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel. Going to Chief Speaker of the Nation of Israel. We're going to chapter 3.
Okay.
Yahweh. Yahweh. For that 2 Peter. Was that
2
Peter chapter 1?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to pick it up at verse 20 and 21. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21.
That's at 19.
Yeah, pick it up at 19. Second Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Go ahead and read that to the Judas.
Second Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy. Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place.
Okay, let's see what this light is real quick. Because it ain't all about reading verses. It's all about precept of the good game. It's all about precept of the good game. What is this light that he's talking about? This light. What is this light? Let's get, I'm going to get warmed up in John real quick. Get warmed up in John real quick. What is this light here that he's talking about here? All right, I'm going to get warmed up in John chapter 8. Going to John chapter 8.
Verse 12.
We are what? John chapter 8, verse 12, Mother D. Israel, and Steve Roy.
Oh,
Yahweh, that's it.
In whom the Yahuwah of this world has blinded the minds of him which believes not, that the light of this glorious gospel of Yahuwah the Son, who is the image of Yahuwah the Father, to shine unto them.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Now verse 6. The Yahuwah who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our minds to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of Yahuwah in the face of Yahuwah the Son.
All right. It says this light to shine out of dark, to shine in your mind. And how you shine real quick? We touched on that real quick. Sister Judy, give me real quick. If you shine, we should see this in Ecclesiastes, right? Ecclesiastes. Go to the book of Ecclesiastes real quick. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Verse 1. Send the Jew to Israel. Steve Roy.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Verse 1. Verse 1 reads, who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of his thing? A man's wisdom make it his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
All right. Hold on. Let me go ahead and touch on that real quick. Read that verse again. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1 reads, who is as a wise man, and who knoweth the interpretation of his saying? A man's wisdom making his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed.
All right. Let's touch on that, because everybody's like, who is the wise man? We're going to touch on that real quick. We can just leave that like it is real quick. Let's go to the book of Sirach real quick. We can leave that like it is real quick. Go to the book of Sirach. Go to the book of Sirach. Who is this wise man? Go to the book of Sirach, chapter 10. Go to the book of Sirach, chapter 10. We're going to pick up at verse 1. The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1. Mother Eve.
Book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1. Who is as the wise judge that instruct his people? And the governor of the true man is well ordered.
Okay. Okay, I think we got him. All right, a wise judge, huh? Okay. All right, Sister Sarah. All right, Boy, I'm y'all, Brother Makai. Sirach chapter 10, verse 1. See how this verse you read. Look at Sirach chapter 10, verse 1. Number two precepts in Sirach. For a second witness. Look at Sirach chapter 10, verse 1.
Look at Sirach. Read chapter 10, verse number 1. Verse 1, read. Book to Rock, chapter 10, verse 1. A wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
So a wise seer will instruct his people. Okay, instruct his people. I'm going to go ahead and precept that. Book to Rock, chapter 10, verse 1.
The red book.
The red book. The
same thing I'm reading. Yeah.
Huh?
Same thing I'm reading. Yeah.
That thing read. No, we was at the,
Yeah, she read.
I read. Right, but I had to
and then we'll go from there because everybody got a role to play. So let's find everybody's role. So let's go there, Mother. You're on the clock, Mother, Mother Eve.
Book of Samuel, chapter 9, verse 18, 19, and 27.
That's right.
Verse 18. Then Saul drew near to Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
To see him.
Mm-hmm.
In the gate.
Mm-hmm. Be the way he is, it's so clear. He gonna say something himself. Let him put that lick on there for me. One time, Mother Eve, work with me on this one. But you on point. But watch what he says. Let him put it down.
Then Saul drew near to Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
In the gate and said, Tell me,
I pray you.
Where the seer's house is.
Where's the seer? Now, we're looking for the seer's house. Verse 19.
Verse 19. Samuel answered Saul and said,
what do you
I
say?
Am the seer.
What do you say, Mother?
I am the seer.
What do you say in verse 27?
Verse 27. And as they were going down to the end of the city.
They were going down to the end of the city,
Samuel said to Saul.
Samuel just said to Saul.
Get the servants
right
on before us.
Tell your servants to go on here. You know, tell your servants to go on here, Saul. Why?
And he passed on.
Mm-hmm.
But stand you still and rise, that I may show thee the words of Yahweh.
So what's this his job?
The word Yahweh.
That's the shift position to show you the word of Yahweh. Now, let's go back and find out what the order of things. But now we know the shift job is to show the order of Yahweh. But before we read that, Sister Sarah, go to Amos chapter 3, verse number 7 real fast. And let's find out how this thing goes. Let's add a little bit more on to it, Sister Sarah. Let's go to Amos chapter 3, verse number 7.
Onto the book of
Yes, ma'am. Amos chapter 3, and we want verse number 7.
Onto the book of Amos chapter 3, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7 reads, surely, Yahweh will do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But he revealed his secret unto his servant, the seer.
So who he revealed? What's the order of things? Who Yahweh going to hand this thing down to?
The seer.
So he going to reveal his secret to the servant, the seer. So the seer gets the lick first, right?
Yahweh.
Now, what do you say, Sister Judith? Let's go to, what I want out of this? Let me get one more in now. Let's go to Psalms chapter 147. Let's go to Psalms. Let's go to chapter 147. This is what I want. Is it 103? Like that, let's take it at this, Judy. Try Psalms 103. Is that what I want?
Declare.
Yeah, let's go to Psalms 103, verse number 7, before we go to Mother, because we go need to order this thing, right? Let's go to Psalms 103 and let's pick it up at verse number 7, Sister Judith. Now, we're just coming to find out that he don't do nothing but he revealed his secrets into his servants to see us, right? Class, then we just read that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay, don't let me, don't leave me hanging. Now, I want to know if somebody come behind my back. I got some strong voices come behind me. Say, Makai, here they come. You know, I want to be able to look back and see what's going on, too. Now, let me get hit up out of here. Now, let's go to Psalm chapter 103, verse number 7.
Psalm chapter 103, verse 7 reads. Verse 7 reads, he made known his ways unto Moses.
He made known his ways unto who?
Moses.
Uh-huh.
His acts unto the children of Israel.
Oh, so when he made ways known unto Moses, then he gave acts to the children of Israel. Let's go to the book of Exodus and let's find out once Moses received it, who Moses gave the lick to. How about that? Mother, my sister Sarah, let's do a little read. Now, if some of you stand in the book of Exodus, and Moses was trying to get out of something. Let's go to Exodus chapter 3. And give me verse number, pick it up at verse number 9 for me. Just read that fucking top of my head.
on to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 9. Now read. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send you unto Pharaoh.
She said, Moses, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh,
That thou mayest bring forth my people, children of Israel, out of Egypt.
Now drop down and read me verse number, that's right.
14. Yahweh said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you.
Make that 4:14.
Exodus chapter 4.
Matter of fact, back up and read a little bit more. Give me verse, pick it up at verse number 10. Start at verse 10 down to verse number 16. You all right over there, Mother?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm good.
Exodus chapter 4, verse 10 reads, and Moses said unto the Yahweh, O my Yahweh, I am not elephant.
So Moses put on the table, he said, I'm not elephant. Because remember, we go read in the book of Dash, what happened to him? Remember his tongue. Something was wrong with his tongue. So Moses said, hey, I'm not elephant, right? He's saying I'm not a good speaker. Continue to read.
Neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant. But I am slow of speech.
He said, I'm slow of speech because his tongue was messed up.
And of a slow tongue.
Right.
11. And Yahweh said unto him.
That's right.
Who have made man's mouth.
I made man's mouth.
Or who makes the dumb.
Right. Who makes the dumb and what?
Or deaf.
Or
the seeing or the blind.
That's right.
Have not I the Yahweh? 12.
See, I'm the one that put your tongue like that, Moses. You said do too much, right? I put that cold in your mouth. You can't read up. Got it, Mother?
Yep. She asked me. She yep. asked
yep.
me what she started.
Oh, okay. We start. I got you, Mother. We don't.
10. Exodus 4, chapter 13.
Because we want to make sure that y'all get this too, Mother. So I want to be going ahead of time. You're not falling alone. We'll slow down a little bit to make sure that you keep up. So that's no problem. So, where you at again, Sister Sarah?
We read 10 and 11. We're at 12.
So, we are Exodus chapter 4. We read 10 and 11. Now, we are at verse number 12. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we went to Exodus chapter 3. And we read verse number, we read out of Exodus chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Then we dropped down and went to Exodus chapter 4. And we just got done reading. What two verses you read? 10 and 11.
11.
And now we're at verse number 12. Pick it up at verse number 12, Sister Sarah.
12. Well, now therefore go. And I will be with your mouth.
He said, Yahweh said, I'm going to be with your mouth,
And teach you what you shall say. 13. And he said, Oh my Yahweh, then I pray you, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send.
That's right.
14. The anger of the Yahweh was kindled against Moses.
So now Yahweh, get angry. What did he say?
And he said, is not Aaron the Levite your brother?
Now he said, Aaron the Levite is your brother. Right? Okay. Begin to order things real fast. Continue to read.
I know that he can speak
well. I know Aaron can speak well.
And also, behold, he come forth to meet you. And when he see you, he will be glad in his mind.
Verse 15.
And thou shalt speak unto him and put words in his mouth.
So what's the order of things? When Yahweh gave it to Moses, because he said, I'm going to teach you something, Moses. But when you get it, since you want to come to me talking about my tongue messed up and all this talk, your brother going to understand he grew up with you.
You know what I'm saying? So your brother gonna understand. It's your brother right now. He say, what he gonna do?
You gonna give it to your brother and put words in his mouth.
Now you go tell your brother what I said. Since you wanna be all, I can't speak this good in front of the people. But you go speak to your brother, and your brother gonna understand you. What he gonna be? Continue to read.
And I will be with your mouth.
I'm gonna be with your mouth, Moses.
And with his mouth.
And with his mouth.
And I will teach you what you should do.
I'm gonna teach you, Moses, what you should do, and what happened.
16. And he said.
What he said?
And he shall be your spokesman.
So Moses' spokesman is going to be Aaron.
Unto the people.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall be, even he shall be to you, instead of a mouth. And thou shalt be to him, instead of Yahweh.
That's all we need right there. Now, we got the order thing. So, Moses is who on the table?
Moses is the Yahweh.
Moses is the Yahweh, and Aaron is the what?
Seer.
Yeah.
So, but what they call him at that point?
He's a spokesman.
For Yahweh. Right. Now, and Moses is getting the teachings from who?
From Yahweh's son.
That's right. So now we know where the order things come in at. So now let's go to Exodus chapter 7, Sister Sarah. And now let's put the title all the way of a spokesman of Yahweh. Let's get a title. Let's put the title all the way on the table. Now let's go to Exodus chapter 7, verse number 1. I just need to go there real quick, so we'll pop that down in 1 second. We'll keep it up for some time, sir.
Go to the book of Exodus, chapter 7, verse 1 reading. The Yahweh said unto Moses,
what he said?
See, I have made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh.
So I made you, Moses, a Yahweh to Pharaoh.
And Aaron, your brother, shall be. You're a seer.
So Aaron is the seer, and it's the order of things. So when Moses got the lick, when we read in Psalms 103, who Moses gave the lick down in Psalms 103, verse 7? When Moses got it, who he gave it to?
He had to give it to his brother.
Okay, and what's his brother's name?
Aaron the seer.
So when they said Moses got the word from Yahweh, Moses gave the word of Yahweh to Aaron the seer, and Aaron the seer handed on over to them elders. Is that not what we read? Well, let's go find out, Jen. Let's go find out the order things. Now we come to you, Mother Z. Let's go find out when Moses got to live. We knowing that Moses didn't go and talk to the people himself personally. He didn't get out there, hey, I need y'all to do this, that, and the third. Who was doing the talking? We just got done reading it. Who was the talking for Moses? Anybody can ask.
Aaron
is still. So now let's go find out that what happened in the book of Numbers chapter 11. Now, Mother Z, what do you read, Mother Z, in Numbers chapter 11? Pick it up there, verse number 16.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 16. And the Yahweh said unto Moses, gather unto me 70 men of the elders.
70, what type of man are these?
Elders.
These elders. That's right, Mom. He got me 70 elders, right? Now, I continue to read.
Elders of Israel, who you know to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they might stand there with you.
So these elders will have to stand there right there next to Moses, but the thing is, keep something in mind, they got to stand next to the seer. Because the seer, the one that's going to tell the elders what the lick read. You got to remember, Moses ain't talked to them. Let's go back and see who did the talking, Moses. Let's go back and see who did the talking. Who was the one that was doing the talking? Was it Moses talking to the elders? Or was it the seer talking to the elders?
It was Yahweh.
Which Yahweh?
Yahweh the Father.
Okay, the son, right?
The son.
And the son gave it to who?
The Father.
He gave it to Moses.
To Moses.
And Moses talked to who?
To the people.
Did he talk to the people?
To the elders. He talked to the elders.
Yeah, now hold on, sister. Hold on, Sister Sarah. Hold on. We're going to go back and read it. Now, let's go back, Mother T, because I want you to read this with your own eyes. Moses had said something, though. Remember, Yahweh laid the lick down, right? We're going to read a good game.
Can I ask a question?
Ask
why do we keep on going over this? I said that I would set the seal and let it go.
No, this ain't had nothing to do with you.
This is not on me because the word said, say, read what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not on me. So I'm going to go with what you all say and be through with it.
Well, what did he say, Titus, in Acts chapter 15, verse 15?
I'm through.
We're going to look at Acts chapter 15, verse 15, read.
Mm-hmm.
And to disagree.
And to disagree what?
The word of the seer.
Mm-hmm.
As it is written.
So if don't agree with me, Mom. Don't agree with us. Don't agree with this thing as it's written. You know what I'm saying? Because it got to be written as agree with the seers as written. So if remember, we going over this. Why we was going over this class? Anybody know why we went this way?
I don't know. I don't know why we went this way. I don't know. Could you tell us why we went this way?
Remember, we was reading. What we was reading?
Said something about the seer. Why we replaced prophet, the word prophet, with seer. So
right.
We was reading 10:1 of the rock, and you also read in 37:22-23 and 26. That what you were doing.
That's we were trying to find out why did we call the instructions the
seer. So why did you use the word when I think the word called
judge.
Man there? Why did I write what I read what I think? So Mother said she read what she thinks. She
sees
the word man.
She sees the word man.
So now you have to go and break that down. What does that mean?
The
artist
in Judah
is reading
the man of
Yahuwah. She sees the word called man there. So she wonder, why can I use the word called man? So this is where the teaching come in. Got to understand all the things been passed down that man is what man we talk about. Like you read in 37:12. What kind of man? A Yahuwah man, not know any man. So in that case, that man is talking about is the one that the instruction that is passed down to first.
That's right.
So you have to be able to break that down. That was great what she brought to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see how y'all was going to deal with it. Because somebody's going to bring it to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I see the word called man.
Mm-hmm.
For the same token, you see the word called Lord God and Jesus in there. You understand you don't put Lord God and Jesus there. You put Yahweh there, right?
Yahweh.
That's the same about that man. That man have an order. What man we talking about? Is it any man? Or we talking about a Yahuwah man? But now you got to break down the instructions about what man Yahuwah did with first.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
So that's good that she brought that to the table. That's going to watch the young lion swing it out. That was great.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
But remember, the world's on their way. So if you can't, so we can't straighten out the little small problems, you ain't gonna be able to deal with the big ones because the wolf is on their way. Well, they're gonna say the same thing. What you mean? What is the seal? What does that mean? So you gotta go in the Bible and take a deep breath and get better. So that word man mean there is the leader of the man that Yahuwah deal with.
Hallelujah. Well,
so that's how you break it down. You go in the Bible and break it down. See, it was easy for you to say, I tell you what I'll do. So let's go to Jeremiah 44, verse 4. This is how you do it. You know, I mean, I would love to hear a question on the table. I'd like to see how to be dealt with. Decent in order, spirit led through Yahuwah. But you don't have all of you come to the table. Or, the order of things, we got to understand we ain't going nowhere until the order is on the table. So now, Judas in 44, verse 4, what does it say?
Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 4 reads, howbeit I sent unto you all my servants, the seers,
yeah,
rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not
do not this abominable thing that I hate.
So who did Yahweh send to tell the children of Israel what to do? According to verse 44.
Come on, y'all. The seer.
Okay, good. Now, if that's okay, now he got it. Now let's go to Numbers chapter 6. Now go to 6. 22 and 23. Okay, now, we see now how he sent. He's going to first communicate with the seer. Now, what do the seer do with it after he gets it? Come on, Deuteronomy, so go on to 6 chapters. Look at verse 22 and 23. Oh, no.
Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 and 23.
What?
Verse 22 reads,
what?
And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
So who Yahweh speaking to?
Moses.
Okay, good. There you go again. All right, go ahead.
Verse 23
reads,
speak unto Aaron.
Speak unto who?
Aaron.
Oh, so Moses got to go where?
Aaron.
Go ahead.
And unto his son.
Oh, then it gets to them. You see that? Man, then it gets to them. That's the protocol. So there go your order. Yahweh speak to Moses. Moses speak to Aaron. And what do Aaron do with it? And what he said? And Holy Spirit, what else you gonna do after that?
And I was take of the Spirit which is upon thee.
And that same way you conduct my business, Moses, the same way you conduct my business, Moses, right?
Yeah, well.
Same way, Moses. Go ahead.
And we'll put it upon them.
And I will put that same Spirit on them. I will have them otherwise a cookie cutter to you, Moses. So hell yeah, Moses, wherever they at, because they'll be a cookie cutter to Moses. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're reading here? And what happened next?
And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee.
And they're going to bear the burden with you. So it will be no rush to get to you, Moses, because they got to go through the elders, they got to go through that seal, they got to do all that stuff to get to you. Because you got to concentrate on what I got. So you don't got to be where Aaron take it at. Aaron's son take it at. Then them captains take it at. This is a ranking system that got to be put in place. You just ain't all of a sudden just jump red to seal.
Right.
No. You got to go to the mail. You got to go to them teachers. Right?
Yahweh.
You just ain't going to get it. You ain't going to get it. So if you play it by the Bible, Yahweh will intervene. But if you do it any kind of way and lean on your own understanding, it ain't going to work. This is how it works. Go ahead and read them up.
That thou bear it not thyself alone.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Verse 18. And say thou unto
thee. That's good. That's good. Let's get down now. Once he got everybody in place, he unbound the 70 men in all the camp. He got them sitting around the temple site. Everybody sitting there skinning and grinning and waiting. Now what happened? Verse 24.
Verse 24. And Moses went out and told the people the words of the Yahweh.
Oh, so Moses speak his own word? What Moses spoke when he told the people?
The words of Yahweh.
But who did Moses go speak to? There you go, mother. He went to the hill. So the people he went and business was the hill. That's the people he went to.
And
what happened next?
And gathered the 70 men of the elders.
He gathered 70 men of the elders.
Of the people.
Of the people.
And sent them around about the tabernacle.
So he had them all sitting back. He had Yahweh children do. I found me 70. I looked out there and found me 70. That's why sometimes I tell my brothers to say, you best take care of that job at them. Just take care of the job because I'll look to see who best can handle that job to take care of it. Because I'm looking through the pages of the book to see who can stand up. We're tying this down up on certain things. I'm watching things from these books. Next verse 25.
Verse 25.
Listen to this.
And the Yahweh came down in the cloud.
Now watch this. Now here comes Yahweh down in 25. Now, after everything is in order now, guess who's coming? And Yahweh came in the cloud and what?
And spake unto him.
Wait a minute. I spoke unto them?
Him.
Him. Once they was in order, again, he stopped and talked to who?
Moses.
Is that what we're reading here?
Yahweh.
So Moses said, you got them all lined up, Moses. Now, Yahweh came down the cloud and spoke to him. Is that what we're reading?
Yahweh.
And what happened next?
And took of the spirit that was upon Moses.
Then took the spirit that was on who?
Moses.
And done what?
And gave it to the 70 elders.
And that's how it happened. So that's how this thing gonna work. If that worked then, that's how it's gonna work now. So all around the world, it will be 70 men somewhere that have to be able to do this word just as good or better than the seer. Then Yahweh gonna come down again. So this is how it's going to work. So I keep my eyes open to see who has the spirit that you put on the seal. And when you got that spirit, you'll know that you'll be able to take a deep breath and deliver the knockout blow on anything that pertains to the Bible. Now they're going to the 12th chapter. So here's a disturbance going on. And so now watch out the disturbance, and Yahweh corrects the disturbance. Watch this 12th chapter for the Jews. You're going to 12 of Numbers. Now listen to the disturbance going on, and all of a sudden, remember, Yahweh's business is the children of Israel. Let's find out what's going on in 12.
that verse 1.
Let's get to the service going on there, Mother E, Mother Z. And Yahweh always peeping. The angels are always peeping at everything going on now. Let's see what the service is about now. 12:1. Let Judas come out.
Numbers chapter 12, verse 1 reads, and Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses.
And what did they do?
They spoke against Moses.
So Mary and Aaron spoke against Moses. You see it is? Now, you know who's looking. The angel looking, and they're going to tell the Almighty. So Moses done something that they didn't understand, and they spoke against Moses, and that's what they did.
Hallelujah.
And what happened next?
Ethiopia,
and all it means, a black woman. All the word Ethiopia means a black woman. That's all it means. Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the black woman
whom he had married.
That she had married. That's all the word Ethiopia means, a color. Black woman. That's what it means.
Well, he had married a black woman.
So he married a black woman. See that? That makes a lot of sense now, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened next?
Verse 2 reads, and
they...
Verse 2 reads, and they said, have the Yahweh indeed spoken only by Moses? Have he not spoken also by us? And the Yahweh heard
it. Oh, so here you go. You see what he said? So I received the Moses. You trying to tell you the only one Yahweh is talking to? Well, he be talking to me too. Is that what's going on here? They said, me, you mean you the only one got the message? That was going on today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, Siri, you the only one got the message? According to his Bible, yeah. But according to here, he's going to come up into here. Now, Miriam is going to puff her chest out. Aaron the seer is going to puff his chest out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what's going on?
Hallelujah.
Hey, he talking to us too, right? Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
All right, what happened next then? What happened next? We'll move out of here.
Verse 3 reads,
what?
Now the man Moses was very meek.
He was just a meek man. He was meek.
Above all the men which were upon the face of the earth.
So you know how to take a deep breath and never talk to him and smack me and whatever.
Verse 4.
What?
And Yahweh spake suddenly unto Moses.
But then Yahweh spoke suddenly unto who?
Moses.
And what did he say?
And unto Aaron.
Uh-huh.
And unto Mary.
And said what?
Come out ye.
Come out, you three. Let me take care of this right now. All three of y'all, come up out of that temple. Come up out of there. Is that what we read? And what happened next?
Unto the temple of the congregation.
Go ahead.
And they three came out.
And them three, and they three came out. And what did Yahweh do?
Verse 5. And the Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud.
And what did he do?
And stood in the door of the temple.
Yeah.
And called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth.
And you hear Aaron. Mary, y'all, come here. Come close this cloud. Now watch this. What he said next?
Verse 6 reads, and he said, hear now my word.
Wait a minute. What did he say?
Hear now my word.
That's it. Talk with them. Hear now my word.
If there be a seer among you.
If there be a seer among you.
I, the Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision.
He's going to put you in a vision?
And will speak unto him in a dream.
And I'm going to put you in a dream. So the way I'm going to speak to you, it's going to be in a vision. I'm going to put you in a trance. Where you got doubts, I'm going to put you in a heathen palace. I got something to say to you. It's going to be with you in a vision or you sleep. Is that what we read? What about you say next?
Verse 7 reads, my servant Moses is not so.
But my servant Moses is not so.
Who is faithful in my house.
Yeah. And what happened next?
Verse 8 reads, with him will I speak mouth to mouth.
Hey, yes. How you speak to Moses?
Mouth to mouth.
Straight up. He gonna come and speak to Moses. What kind of way?
Mouth to mouth.
Straight up. Is that what we read?
Hallelujah.
Number two.
Number two of the Yahuwah shall be whole. Shall he be whole.
Okay, go ahead.
Wherefore, then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
First of all, you're going to be afraid to speak against the one he got in his place today. You're going to always say, wait a minute, now we got to get a precept on that. Let's get a precept on that. See, certain things don't supposed to happen once we understand what the Bible says. The Bible will check you. Get a precept on that, Brother Titus, we're going to Acts 20. We're going to get a precept on that. Let me show you that sometimes we got to recognize that we got to have these filters down pat because we don't have anything going to cause you. Because you're going to say, look there, you were told it, but you can't let your personal way get in the way of the Bible. Now we're going to get a precept on that. We're going to get a precept. Let them do precepts and get understanding. What I'm looking for is when Paul was, he came, and Paul came and we're doing a little precept now. So Paul, in the book of Acts, Paul came, what I need. So Paul came, and they had service going on, and Paul came in. So Paul came in. Did anybody have no see out on that? So Paul came in. What is hell?
23.
What's the hell?
Acts chapter 23.
Acts 23. There you go, see that? That's what I'm talking about. So now, in 23 verse 1, let's read with this service, see what's going on here. Go ahead, Titus, read that, 23:1. Y'all make sure y'all take notes of these things, because it's going to come up, and you've got to be prepared. Because I sit there listening to the speech, but now I'm tired, you know what I'm doing? It's supposed to be done already. Okay, now, let's read this conversation going on. Now, listen to this.
Okay, Acts chapter 23, verse 1, read.
What?
And Paul earnestly beholded the council, said, man and brethren.
So now he'll be holding the council. He said, man and brothers.
Yes. As live in all good customs before Yahuwah until this day.
So he started talking. So Paul started telling them about his background, right? Among the council members, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what happened next?
Verse 2.
Listen good.
And a high priest, Ananias.
And a high priest, Ananias. That means the seer. The high priest. That means the seer. Let's see what happened.
Ananias and the high priest, the seer, Ananias, has commanded them that stood by him to smite them on the mouth.
He said, hit Paul in his mouth. He said, go over there and hit Paul right in his mouth. You see Paul was going to tell, he's telling his story. They said, go over there and hit Paul right in his mouth. They were standing at the party and slapped Paul right in the mouth. Is that what we're reading? So Paul got slapped right in his mouth. Now Paul, watch Paul get mad. Watch Paul get mad in verse 3.
Verse 3. Then said Paul unto him, y'all want to smite you.
Yeah.
And you white as wool.
He called him a blank for hitting in his mouth. Paul called him a blank for getting hit in the mouth. Yeah.
For seeing you to judge me after the law.
And y'all going to judge me after the law. You're not hitting me in my mouth, and you're going to judge me by the law, Fred.
And commands me to be spitting contrary to the law.
And command me to be hitting my mouth because I'm talking, because I got my mouth going. Now, all of a sudden, now Paul is wiping the blood off his lips now while he's talking. He's very mad. What happened in verse 4?
Verse 4. And they that stood by said, what bothers you? Yahuwah said.
He said, you are for, look at that definition for the national order. What do you mean by that? Look at that word for the national order. They said, and they that stood by faith, that means all of Israel stand by us. They said, without us, thou, the high priest of them, he said, you, go ahead and look at the words, see what it means. Y'all read the word, find what it means. Let's find what he did. Because he got healed in his mouth, and they asked him a question, Paul. Because you still got your mouth going, Paul. Let's find out what that word means.
Okay, what about it?
What it means?
To criticize someone strongly.
Oh, so what Paul doing?
He was criticizing.
So Paul was criticized. See, when you don't have, when you got a problem with something, what you do, you go into leadership, and then you go in the gold, the blue room, and you get it out. You don't interrupt the class and the class going on. You always say, then one of the elders, one of the teachers, say, come on, let's go in the gold room and we'll work this out with you. You know, all of a sudden, just start talking out. That's what you don't do. That's what Paul did. Paul started talking out at the council meeting. Is that what he did?
Yeah, well,
so he was ordered to get him in his mouth. He didn't tell nobody, can I meet somebody in the gold room or the blue room? You know? No, he started talking out then and there. He had his mouth going. Right? And he was criticizing the council board. Is that what he was doing? Then what happened next?
Verse 5.
Listen to this.
Then said Paul.
Then said Paul. It all said after he started wiping the blood off his mouth.
I wish not, brethren, that he was the high priest of sin.
Yeah.
For it is written.
So now it dawned on Paul. It is written.
You cannot speak evil of the ruler of your people.
Hey, that. Here's the man, friends. It means that you don't put yourself in that position. If you don't understand something, you fall to beckon with one of the leadership and say, can I see somebody in the gold blue room? And then I work it out with them. I don't stop the class and start talking because you got over 900,000 listen to the broadcast.
You know,
they try to enjoy themselves. So when that spirit comes on you, all you got to do is beg with somebody, and somebody will say, okay, I'll meet you in the back of my status. I'll with you. And keep the class moving because we're going to broadcast to edify the national audience, not ourselves. So Paul says, oh, it's written. I should have never opened my fat mouth. Because it's written. Now, what is written at? So now, what is written at? You won't do that. So in no circumstance you're supposed to speak out at something you don't understand. You don't speak out, you're begging with leadership and say, can I see anybody in the gold or blue room? Keep the class going. I don't quite understand this thing over here. Why you saying one thing when I'm really saying one thing and saying enough. Then they will take you back and say, I'm show you what it's saying. But the class, you keep on moving. No teacher step up, so you keep it going. Remember, people all over the world, they trying to enjoy their Sabbath day. They can get confusion anywhere. So Paul says it's written. Now what is written at? Now what is written at that you're supposed to do that? You're supposed to speak out. And what is written at? We're going to Exodus 23, right?
Exodus
22. 22? Okay, let's go there and find what is written. Let's see what it says. So that John on Paul, down on the left side of the book, I made an error. I should never got into criticizing the seer. I should never did it. So then it dawned on me, it's written already in the law. You don't do it. Let's see where it's written at.
Okay, Exodus chapter 22, verse 28.
Listen, God.
You should not revive the Yahweh nor curse the ruler of your people.
You should not do what?
You should not revive.
What that word mean again?
Criticize.
Oh, you don't supposed to do that. You don't supposed to have no negative approach.
Yeah, well.
Especially in a setting of the council or the class going on. If you got any problem you don't understand, then you get in contact with leadership. And they will want to take you back in the gold or blue room or any of the system on the camp and pull you aside and work it over with you. Because when you do that, you're out of order. That means you're on a trespass. So that means a sin is over your head, and always you got money of sin is according to what's written in the Bible. And that all makes spirit again. I got to, man, I got to hit that transfer box tomorrow. So then that makes you think, oh, I got to stop doing that. Because that's going to have me at the pull out. So then you throw a thing. I can't do that. I can't speak out because I speak out is against the law of Yahweh. Is that what it reads? They say, don't criticize leadership. You always take leadership and say, oh, can I speak to one of the elders? The elders, you go to the elder first, and the elder will direct you to a teacher. If he can't take care, then you go back to the golden blue room, and then y'all work that out, and the class keep on, the love keeps the step up. You keep teaching, and you keep rolling. Okay? That's how it happens. How you supposed to do it? Because remember, you got people all over the world is listening to the broadcast. They won't hear the word of Yahweh. So we got to have an order of things. So the order is when Paul spoke out in 23 verse 1, they was ordered to hit him in the mouth. Paul still got upset. But then it dawned on Paul, I should have never did that. Read verse 5 again. Acts 5:23. Acts chapter 23. No. Yeah. Read verse 4 again, 4 and 5. Acts chapter 23, verse 4 and verse 5.
Look at this.
Acts chapter 23, verse 4. And they that stood by and said, criticize you, Yahweh, I see.
He said, are you going to criticize the seal of Paul? Is that what he said?
Yahweh.
And we're on to verse 5.
Verse 5. Then said Paul. I wish not. Brethren, that he was deceived.
Yeah.
But it is written.
For it is written.
You should not speak evil of the ruler of your people.
And you don't do it. He said, you don't do that. You never let yourself get all heated up to make a statement because you'd be out of the protocol of Yahweh and that'd be a transgress over your head. And always got among the transgressions. But Yahweh said in Hebrews 8 verse 12, Psalms, my daughter, did that. Been is a death of that process. So if we can't have a death process, we got to be in position to understand it. Because those will be coming all around the station on the campus. And we got to be known because you understand something. That don't mean you speak out and go through your emotions. If one of the sisters understand about this moon thing. You understand this moon thing ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. The moon and the sun was a sign for the children of Israel to get their act together to come on back to him. Not to do your peace day, not to do your high day. The sun and the moon plays no part in that. The sun and moon was there for one reason, to remind the children of Israel, if you ever get your act together again, as long as it's there, you got to repent and come back to me. That was sun and moon was for. It ain't milk for you to have no feast days about. Look, because everything is a count system. The Bible is a count system, and he told Moses to count. Even when he went out of Egypt, he told him to count. Matter of fact, let me pull it out. You know, I mean, it's no actual about this. They're going to Exodus chapter 12 of Micaiah. Let me show you what I'm talking about. The man sees his body, everything he sees. No, when something come out, it's no accident. That's why you got to take a deep breath and go and sit and take care. We're going to 12th chapter. We're going to 12th chapter Exodus and see what's going on. We're going to 12th chapter and we're going to show you some things that we need to know. And 12th chapter, pick up verse number 1.
Put it back to the chapter 12. Picking up at verse number 1.
See, nothing, no, everything is orchestrated for things to come out, but when you straighten it out, it's up to you once you straighten it here with the Bible saying, make a judgment according to what the Bible saying. That's it. 12:1-2.
Verse 1. Verse number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1 reads, Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron and Seir in the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year
to you.
Uh-huh. So this month would be the first month of the year to you. Now what he says in 13 verse 4, what does this month mean? 13 verse 4, what does this month mean?
The book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse number 4. Verse 4 reading. Book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 4. This day came ye out in the month Abib.
So this day you came out in the month of Abib. So this day is Abib. Okay, good. Now I want to go a little further to, so now Abib is the first month. Right? Now, if Abib is the first month, then what do you want to do? And come back to Exodus 12. I need to take care of this quick. Come back to Exodus 12. We read 1.
We read 1 and 2.
Okay, let's read down to verse number. Let's read down to verse number 6.
All right, the book of Exodus chapter 12, picking up at verse number 3. Verse 3 reads.
Make it 6.
Or just start at verse 6?
Yes, sir.
The book of Exodus chapter 12, verse number 6. Verse 6 reads, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month.
Okay, so now, to get to the 14th day, what do they have to do? Back up with that 10th day. Back up to the 10th day first.
All right.
10th day being 14th. So how do you, I want to know how they got there.
The book of Exodus chapter 12, verse 3 reads, speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the family of their father, a lamb for an house.
So for them to get down to that 10th day, what is it? From get down from the first day to the 10th day, well, what is they doing?
Counting.
They count. All right, don't they know? They count. So what they doing now, Yahweh gives instructions and they count. Is it now? So from the first day to the 10th day, so they have to count 9 days to get the 10th day, right?
Hallelujah.
Then what happened next in verse 6? Let's see what's going on in verse 6.
Book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 6, read.
Uh-huh.
You should keep it up until the 14th day of the same month.
No, you got to the 14th day. So how do you get to the 14th day?
Count.
You got to count. So moon and sun plays no part. It's a count. It's a count system. So far, right? Mm-hmm. Now, okay. Let's go. We're in the 12th chapter. I want to go to about verse 14. Verse 14. I want to see something else happen. Verse 14.
The book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14 reads.
Okay.
And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Throughout your generation.
Uh-huh.
You should keep it a feast by an ordinance forever.
Forever. Okay, this is what you do forever. Go ahead.
Verse 15.
15, watch this.
7 days shall you eat unleavened bread.
So now, what is that? What does that sound like?
Count.
Is that right, brother?
Yes.
It's counting now. Everybody's counting.
Yes.
Go ahead and read. Go ahead.
Even the first day you shall put away leaven out of your house.
First day?
For whosoever is leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul should be cut off from Israel.
Go ahead.
Verse 16. And in the first day, there shall be a righteous gathering.
Yes.
And in the seventh day, there shall be a righteous gathering to you.
Mm-hmm.
No matter work shall be done in them. Say that which every man must eat, that only may be done of you. Verse 17. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread.
Yes.
For in this same day have I bought your army out of the hand of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore shall you observe this day in your generation by an ordinance forever.
Go ahead.
Verse 18. In the first month of Abib.
The first month, go ahead.
Of Abib.
Yes.
On the 14th day of the month of Abib at evening,
yes,
you shall eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month.
The one and 20
at eve.
At eve. So what's going on here? Is this anything about the moon or sun?
No.
What is this again?
Counter.
Do everybody agree, right? That's guesswork. they can release. I know it. It's already in my head, but I'm waiting to hear.
Did the Lord read that?
What?
It come to pass that self same day that the Yahweh did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by. You don't want that one. That's not the one.
No.
Table, I'm going to be able to tie in. find out when did they leave Egypt in right, in the Bible. In the Bible. But we didn't get nowhere. So keep reading.
34.
What it say?
And the people took their dough before it was left.
Call your verse. Where you at?
34.
12:34.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 34.
All right, keep reading.
And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their nitrops being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. 35. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. 36. And the Yahweh gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they lengthened to them such things as they required.
Mm-hmm.
And they spoiled the Egyptians. 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Sychar, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children.
He's looking for
I'm looking for bacon, like straight. You know how they go red men and cut you on the gills of pipe and get rid of you. I'm just going to spray down.
You're looking for a particular date.
Yeah, I'm looking for a particular date, which I'm looking right at it. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just looking right at it, but I want to hear it.
You're going to find it in Exodus.
No.
You're going to find it in Numbers 33 and give you the date.
Okay, we'll give it. Okay, let's see what you got. Good one, El.
Numbers 33. Somebody want to pick that up?
Call it out. Particular one or what? Where you call it out?
It's a Judith. Come on, verse 1, 3, 1, 2, 4. Let's do it.
Numbers chapter 33, verses 1 to 4.
Okay.
These are the journeys of the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt, with their armies under the hand of Moses and Aaron. Verse 3. And Moses wrote their goings out according to their journeys by the commandment of the Yahweh. And these are their journeys according to their going out.
Mm, yeah, well, that's good. 33 and 34 is good for that. But that's still what I'm looking for. That's
number
33. That's
33.
That's good talk.
Read verse 3.
Verse 3. And they departed from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month.
That's all I was looking for. That's what I was wanting to read there. Now, but you make a note of that. From now on, this is what we want. I'm brought it out in grand style. That's what I want. What they did, when they did it, how they did it. Read that verse again, 3. For the master knows we all can keep up together. That's what I'm saying. That doesn't mean you got to come together on one accord, but we got to stay in order. Elder done his part in grand style. Show you. They go to number 1 answer. Numbers 33, verse number 3.
Numbers chapter 33, verse 3. And they departed from Ramses.
So now they leaving Ramses. And Ramses what? That's Egypt, right?
Oh, we are what?
They leaving Egypt, right?
In the first month of the 15th day of the first month.
Right.
On the morrow after the Passover.
That's what I want. Read verse 3 again. Make it sink in your head a little bit.
Numbers chapter 33, verse 3 reads, and they departed from Ramses.
So Ramses is another word for Egypt. I know we see the word Ramses there, but that means Egypt.
Yahweh.
So they leaving Egypt now. Mizraim. That was leaving Mizraim. Now when is they leaving Mizraim?
In the first month.
The first month.
On the 15th
day. On the 15th day.
Of the first month.
Of the first month. That was they leaving Egypt. So now they doing Egypt. Now, right? Is y'all with me?
Y'all
with me now? Y'all making note of that now, right? So now they leaving Egypt. Now they leaving Egypt. I hear a lot of voices going on. Can I get some hallelujah voices on what's going on?
Hallelujah.
How about my mouth? Can I get some hallelujah voices? Is we all there? So now we know in writing, when the children of Israel left Egypt. They left Ramses on the what day?
On the 15th day of the first month.
Mm-hmm. So they threw with Ramses, right? All right, good. 16, chapter, verse 27. Now they are left. Now they gone now. But now we're going to we're going to find out something else. But I'm going to save a little bit for tomorrow's lesson. But they go on, now it goes to 15, you pick up verse number 27.
Number 9?
Yeah, yeah. Go to Exodus 15, 27. Remember, the Bible, you got to go here a little bit, there a little bit. Depending on all. So you might not get it where you want it. You got to go over here. Go here and go there a little bit, there a little bit, double back, all that good stuff. That's how you got to deal with Yahweh's word. See, all the Christian churches, all they do is read the Bible, then talk. That ain't going to get you nowhere. That'll have everybody murmuring and complaining. That ain't going to get you nothing. Make you a midget and understanding. That's all you want to be, a midget and understanding. So now we know when they left Ramsey, and Ramsey is another word for Egypt. They left Mizraim. They gone. And when they leave, so now we clear it up on the first month, on the 15th day. Right? They gone. What happened next in Exodus 15, 27?
Chapter 15, verse 27.
Okay.
And they came to Elam.
And they came in, now they traveling now. Because and I could take it another way around when he says, look, I want y'all to go the way where the Philistines at because y'all want to see war. And I want you to cross over here, so we're going to just go around the other way. Go back the other way. Because y'all might see war and break out running, you know. So take you around the long way. But now they're traveling the long way around. I'm going to break that down in time to come. 15:27.
And they came to Elam where were 12 wells of water.
And they came to Elam with 12 wells of water.
And 80 and 10 palm trees.
And right.
And they encamped there by the water.
And now they got down to this. They're going around a long way around. They're going around another way because they ain't go straight because the Philistine was sitting there waiting on them to jack them up. So Yahweh told Moses, no, don't take them that way, Moses, because they're going to get over there and they got to ball their knuckles up and they're going to break out running. So don't even do that. The Yahweh knows you do before you do it. 16 verse 1.
And they took their journey from Elam. And all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt.
Ain't that something? So look what that is. So now, for the going out a long way to get to where they got to get to, how many days were they traveling? Yeah, y'all see that? So you see what's going on here? So what's going on here? So they traveled a long way and they came to this place where they had the palms at and the 12 pillars at. It took them how long? They came out of Egypt. When again, according to Numbers 33:3? What money came out?
15 days.
On the first of the month. Come on, what month?
15 days.
On the first month. 15 on the first month. So now they have made it now. To where when? They made it now where when in 16 verse 1 and 2. They made it one. Where when? 16, 1 and 2. Come on, look a little bit louder there, do it. 16, 1 and 2. Now
Exodus chapter 16 verses 1 and 2. Verse 1. And they took their journey
from where?
From Elam.
Yeah.
And all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin.
Of Sin. They was in the wilderness of Sin, right? Good.
Which is between
we would break that down, but I ain't gonna do it.
Which is between Elam and Sinai.
It's between Elam and Sinai. Now, do you know, y'all know, the word Sinai is not a biblical Bible. Remember, all names must be a father's name. So you see the word, although we read the word Sinai there, but ain't nobody named no Sinai. See, and that's why we have to know it says in 49:11 on Moses. Because we see one word there, that don't mean it go there. We just can't read something because we see a word there. We got to know what the word's talking about. So preach up your Bible in Psalm 49:11, Moses, and let's tell me what's going on.
Go back to your Rabbi Shem again.
So the father of the Western world, what is the number one name to the Western world? Where we in now? Look it out.
Cam.
Cam is the father of the Western world and the Eastern world. He is the father of the Western world and the Eastern world. The farther you go west, the farther you go east, you're still running the Shams lane. Is that right? Who the north world belongs to?
Japheth.
Look it out.
Japheth
is the father of the northern world. Who the father of the southern world?
Ham,
that's it. That's the foundation. So it's either he there or his descendants got to be there. That's it. All those names come in and pollute. So you got to be able to pull back the layers on these things. And once you pull back the layers on this thing, you better deal with this Bible and you see it more clearly. Then you're going to be calling yourself African American Negro, Hispanic, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, or Latinos. You won't be using these words once you humble yourself and learn the truth. And that's the seer's job, is to get to the elders. And their job is to get to the teachers. That is the protocol. So now we got that out the way. Let's come back to 16:1-2 again. And we read back to Exodus 16:1-2 again.
Exodus 16:1-2.
Judas, read it again.
Exodus 16:1.
You remember what the elder put down in Numbers 33:1. Moses wrote everything. So that means one thing about it, they told you today, when y'all came over here, you didn't know that you had no clothes on. Wait a minute. Moses was right there. So he was right then. So we always had rope. How do you think the pyramid got put together? Mm-hmm. We had to draw it up. Mm-hmm. We just didn't know your bastard English. That's all we didn't know. We didn't know your bastard English that you put on the table. And 14449 AD and 13:2 made official records. That's what we didn't know was your English. What's going on over there, Mother? Are you a lot of mourning over there? Is we on point?
That ain't no
job. No, that's not. Who are they mourning? Who are they over there doing all that murmuring over there?
Anybody mourning for
sure. Anybody? I hear something.
Nah, you hear something. I'm getting straight now.
Okay. The point we're making here is 16:1-2. They all left on that first month, right?
Yeah,
15 days. Now they all left that place. Now they're going back the long way around. You know why? Because the children of Israel were prepared for that war. It's the Philistine you had waiting on. You got a lot of things. And they go back this way, they were being struck. Okay, good. All right. 16:1-2 again. Read again now.
Exodus.
The point I'm trying to bring out here. Watch this.
Chapter 16:1-2. Verse 1 reads.
What?
And they took their journey from Elam.
From Elam.
And all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin.
You know what that word is today? When you look it up, it's going to be a word called Selenium. You know why it's called Selenium? Because they use this trap word over your book. Selenium. It's a word right now. This is an oasis somewhere called Selenium. S-E-L-I-M-H. It's called a day Selenium. You know why they call it Selenium day? Because you look at the word Elam, and you think Elam is, I can't find Elam no more. No, because you don't add more words to it. You will cook the books again. You will see the word called Selenium. Then you look at the word called Selenium, and they'll tell you exactly where it is. Then you understand which way it went. See, we can catch you. We catch anybody from this book. All we got to do is find out what you own. Keep reading them up. So when you look for this word called now, this oasis right here, because it's oasis right here. You look for this thing here. The sky's dark. I don't know where that is. Because they don't change the name on it. You see that? They don't change the name on it. They like Horeb. They don't change the name of Horeb to Mount Sinai. You know, they don't change to you. See? But you don't know that. But our job is to know that to help our people. We know when you change the name. He told you Proverbs, don't do it, but you done it anyway. Because you trying to the gig is up, we are going to involve and expose every people in this book by just reading the same book in each. Read verse, come on, where you at?
No, verse 1. I said the wisdom of sin, which is between the Elam, which is
between Elam, it's between Elam and what?
And Sinai.
And Sinai, right? Now, this word Sinai is Horeb.
Yeah,
that's what it means, Horeb. So that is go to our go to the third chapter, verse 1, and get out here how you spell it there. I hear you. Go on to the book of Exodus 3:1. You want to know how you spell it? We'll take you to a sister and show you how you spell it. 3:1. Exodus 3:1.
Chapter 3, verse 1
reads.
Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro.
Jethro, yeah.
Jethro, his father-in-law.
Yeah.
The priest of Midian.
So now, the priest of who?
Midian.
The priest of Midian. So did anybody get suspicious about something else? The priest of Midian. Now, who is Midian now? Could anybody help them see out who is Midian? Hey, Marie, how about going to 25th chapter and find out who is this? See, when you start putting everybody back to their name, this book will open up to you. Then when you see a word called Mount Sinai and all that, you go, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. There ain't no father's name. But here's a name right here, and what Mother just ready to read. But you ready to read, Mother?
Yes, Exodus 25.
Yes.
Yes,
25. Oh. No, well, I don't say what I'm saying in the spirit. Now, y'all,
23.
What did I say? I said in the spirit. Okay, well, put it down there. We're going back. I said Exodus 3:1.
We went to Exodus 3:1.
We read it already?
Yeah, we did that. You said, who is Midian? We find out who is Midian.
Oh, yeah, 25. Yeah, 25. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah, 25.
Yeah,
25. That's right. You know, 25. You'll find who is this. Who, the word both be there is Midian. Mm-hmm. See, once you understand the word both be there is Midian, any other word that go there is wrong. Now, who is Midian? Go on 25, verse 1. Come on, M.O.D.
Genesis 25, verse 1.
And when you get to that word, will you stop at that word?
Verse 1, 2, and verse number 4.
All I want is 1, 2. When you get down to the name I'm looking for, that's it. We don't look for the third line. All I want to know is what's going on here. 25:1.
Genesis chapter 25, verse 1.
Yes.
Then came Abraham to a...
Then Abraham took a wife.
Took a wife.
Yeah.
And her name was Keturah.
Yes. did Moses do? Yeah, what did Moses do again?
Now, Moses kept the flock of Jericho,
uh-huh.
his father-in-law,
yes.
the priest of Midian.
The priest of Midian, right?
He led the flock to the backside of the desert.
And he went to the backside of the desert, didn't he? What happened next?
And came to the mountain of Yahweh.
The mountain of Yahweh. What is it?
Even to
Horeb. Look, there go your Mount Sinai right there. There go the mountain right there.
Uh-huh.
And the mountain was called Horeb, not Sinai. So what is going on here? What place is it going on in? What place is it happening at?
In the land of
Midian. Midian! Y'all see what's going on. You know what's on Midian now? Saudi Arabia. So you ain't going to find nothing out messing around with that. You ain't going to find nothing messing around on Saudi Arabia. They haven't got that thing down there. That's why they got it tied down where you can't get up in there because they know they got the awesome number language stuff going on there. They don't want you to know what's really going on. Yeah? So that place is called that mountain that when Yahweh came down on top of. He was in Midian. And in Midian today, it's called Saudi Arabia. They got a mountain there. They got a big burnt spot on that mountain. And that's where Yahweh put his big black feet at, and it's right there now. But as long as you over there looking for a name that you can't come up with, you don't see nothing. You don't know your picture. But we drawing a picture for you now. The picture. So they was in the land of Midian. So when they crossed over what's called in English is called the Red Sea. That's in English, the Red Sea. It's called a Yam Su in Hebrew. But what does that mean? That means a sea of reed. That means it was did the same thing when Moses pushed down in that basket, and when the woman seen the baby come in the basket. It never allowed sea of reeds all around the place. Not a seaweed. Seaweed. That was called seaweed. Okay, good. Sit down. Now we got a picture. They there in the 16th chapter. Read verse 2 again.
Exodus chapter.
Now read back to the bottom of 1. So we know Mount Sinai is Mount Horeb, right? Right?
Hallelujah.
On the what? On the what?
On the 15th day of the second month.
On the 15th day of the second month.
After their departing out of the land of Egypt.
Oh. Then we read Moses kept the record. Then we read Moses in the third chapter by the old elders that they kept the record. They kept the record by coming out. They came out on the 15th day of the first month. They got over to Midian. They made over to Midian now. And they there for 1 month. Right? What that sound like? Moon or star or counters?
Counters.
They counted. Yeah. Now, we got that good. Let's go to the 19th chapter. And find out what happened. Now, watch this right in the 19th chapter. See, everybody been reading these verses, but they never, I watch the best of them get this thing. They don't get this thing. You got to draw a picture. Paint that picture. 19 verse 1. What does that say to Judas?
Exodus chapter 19 verse 1 reads, in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Horeb.
Okay, Mount Sinai Horeb, you know what? You know what they said here? They said it there. It took them 30 days to get there because they was in the desert part of it. By trying to get to the wilderness, that's called the wilderness part of they got to the wilderness part of Mount Sinai, which is Midian. It took them another 30 days. So you remember, right now they got a straight land that they talked about now. You know, like when Joseph was sold, they took him to Egypt. They got a vacant land, taking about 40 days to get to. They got it's a 40 days to get from where Joseph was sold at, and he was sold, taken down to Egypt. They got a strip over there called 40 days. So this is the way they came. This is the way they came. They didn't come the way people been talking about in this Bible. I mean, not in the Bible. They been talking about where children. No, you don't know. You don't know jack until you learn something. This thing came around the other way. That's why they're looking for oasis. And then it came down through the Nile, and what's the Lord's name for the Nile? Again, another name for now is called Yasu. That's another name for now. But what they call it now, then they call it the Negro River. But what's the name over here from the first of it? The Gion. That's the Gion that goes all the way down there. You see? That goes right off into the mother. So they plotted it for it. That river is called the Gion, which you read back in Genesis 2, where it plotted the four rivers. And them four rivers got their name, but they don't put other names on the river today. Mm-hmm. And we're going to break that down in time to come. That's the Gion. The Nile is the Gion River. The Nile, you're talking about right now, it's the Gion. That's the river. Go by close to 7,000 miles. It goes right off into the next. There's a part in the forehead. It surrounds all of the land of the blacks. Mm-hmm. You're on the land. You're not the land of the blacks. That's what it really means. You see? Okay, good. We got that out. So now look at this count system right here. So now they was in the desert part of the land for 30 days. A million. Then about 30 days later, they got down to the wilderness. So there you go, your count system. They got down there on what month again? 19 verse 1?
Now, where is he at now? And 34, verse number 1. Come on, Brother Tyson, let's get 34 1. Let's find out what's going on.
Did it run?
No, I'm going to let Brother Tyson get a little shot at this thing here. Let's see, in 34 1, what's going on in 34 1? Deuteronomy. 34 1.
The book of the law, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Moses went up from the plains of Moab.
So now, Moses went from the plains of Moab. Now Moab. So Moab is a people too. Now who is this? Now who, hey class, who is Moab?
So-called Chinese.
No, but who is Moab? Who is they from? Who is they from? Moab. Who is the Moab? So you got to remember, once you start putting these people back in place, the Bible will open up to you. Who is Moab? You got to go all the way back to the split up of Abraham. You got to go get the split up of Abraham, there's no strife in the camp, brother. You don't need no strife. You go this way and I go that way. We're just staying together. So now, all of a sudden, Lot, we're talking about Lot now. You want to know who Moab is? We just have to read a word not knowing what's going on. So who is Moab? Who is Moab? Now we're going to look for the Lot story now. We're going to look for Lot, what he did when he spoke about it, and he destroyed the city, and he broke out with his two daughters, and his two daughters put a lot of wine in, got him all intoxicated. Well, we're going to find out what happened after they got him intoxicated. We're going to look for a name. So he said he made to, and Moses went up on the plain of Moab, didn't he?
Yes.
So we got to find out who was Moab.
In 30 and
37. Let's find out who Moab is. Remember, every name in the Bible must trace back to a father. Okay, what you call it? Whatever name you see, that's the word called Jew and Jewish. It ain't no father on them names. So you ain't entertain that stuff. Ain't no such thing as no Jewish. Jew. Ain't none of that don't work. You ain't the Jew. You ain't Jewish. That stuff don't work when you understand how to do your Bible. Who the father of the Jew? Who the father of Jewish? Who the father of Judaism? Where are you getting these names from? What's the name supposed to be there? That's what we supposed to bring out. Man didn't bring out in Moab. Who is Moab?
Genesis 19.
Yeah, well, come on, give me something. Give me who, I want to know who Moab is. Don't give me a song and dance. I want to know who, I want to give me a fake cup to the gizzard pipe. Who is Moab?
All right, Genesis chapter 19. Pick up at verse 30.
Start down, read verse, get straight to it, 30, 36, 37.
Genesis chapter 19, verse 36 to 37. Them were both daughters of Lot with child by their father. Verse 37. And the firstborn, their son, called his name Moab.
Oh! So who is Moab?
Lot's kid.
So Moab today is who? Who's Moab today? The people of Moab today, who they are now? Now bring that in. Who's Moab is today?
Chinese.
Let me allow them.
China.
Chinese. That's who they from. So that's who you from, Chinese people. You from Moab. And your brother from Armin called it Japanese people today. Is that right? See, we know who everybody is called this by. We know who you are. So now we find out that Moses, now he don't got to the plains of Moab, right? Okay, then what happened next? Who reading that 34? So now we know who Moab is. Because after you question who Moab is, you said who? What you say?
Sounds a lot.
That's right. Lot boy.
Back to Deuteronomy chapter 34. Chapter 34, pick up at verse 1. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab.
Yes.
Until the mountain of Nebo.
Now, mountain of Nebo.
Now,
Today, now let me break them down for you now. Now, if you get to mess up this word today, you'll say, well, where is Mount Nebo at? You look for the word, you were trying to trace it down. People pay billions of dollars trying to trace some thing down because the name is not going to be the same name.
Right.
That name was written in English, Nebo.
Right.
But the name both in there is N-A-B-U. That was the mountain was called. So that's not, now if you trace this mountain down here, you'll find out what it's at. And guess what it's going to be in? In the book of Sudan. And guess where the word Sudan come from? It come from Judah. You say, man, y'all just don't sit there and just got us with degrees all over the place, and we don't even know the jack. See, when Abraham received the land that already was Jesus' Shem, all that land right there was, when you find a map, when you go to the book of Jubilee, and you find out the land that Shem was given, the eastern world, it wasn't no narrow path. So when the children of Israel is in the land that they in today over there, that is the land that was already deeded to them. Once you understand the ancient biblical record. Well, we mess up. We start seeing Tangier and all these places. All these lands was the same geographic location for the children of Israel. So they ain't. They was over there anyway. The one you call Bantus and all that kind of stuff. Once you know the geographic location what was given to the children of Israel that was passed down through Shem all the way, that land going to be broad. It's going to be a brawl from the Garden of Eden all the way over to the second part of Crossing River, the east to the west. All this is given to one people called the children of Israel. Matter of fact, what he says, we can read in 659, that we can read in 2nd Ezra. Sarah, do you know something written in 659, 2nd Ezra 659? You know something written there?
The book of
2nd Ezra. Yeah.
Chapter
6. Hey, 59. Do you know this written in the Bible?
Verse 59.
What?
Verse 59 reads.
What?
If the world now be made of our faith.
Read that again.
2nd Ezra. Chapter 6. Verse 59. Verse 59 reads. If the world now be made for our sake.
The world was made for our sake. You are there rapping for a 40-acre and a mule. The man made the world for your sake.
Hallelujah.
Everything in him belongs to you. It belongs to Shem, but it's been lumped out to you.
Hallelujah.
See? That's the part you don't know. You trying to get a little section somewhere else. The whole world was made for you. Shem portion is from east to west. But it's not a narrow east to west. It takes care of all these places you're going over there, Nigeria, Tangier, all the places over there, that is still the land of Israel today.
We
don't know that. You said it's Ham land that started there. Ham land started back. It's about the west coast of that. Listen, no. That's the west. Let me get a verse to show you where that the mountain is. Now they're going to get a precept on that. See, sooner or later, we're going to wake up and they're going to say, wait a minute. We're going to spend a lot of money for that wicked understanding we got. The degrees, they're going to push it far in front of us. And they're going to get in line and come look for boys. Keep telling y'all what you guys, y'all got to come on. Let me show you what the name of that mountain was called in the Bible. Go on, 36th chapter of Brother Micaiah. Let me show you when they said, flee into the mountain. Let me show you what the mountain was called. Y'all got all the names and everything going on about this thing. Flee into the mountain. He told y'all, they over there in Luke, 20, flee into the mountain. What mountain are you talking about? 36th one of Ezekiel.
Going to the book of Ezekiel.
Now,
chapter 36,
verse 1.
And we're going to pick it up at verse number 1.
Mm-hmm.
The
book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 1 reads.
What?
Also, ye son of man.
Yes.
Prophesy unto the mountains of Israel.
What the mountains called?
Mountains of Israel.
What mountains called a mountain? Ain't no kind of mountain. It's mountain. All the mountains called in Israel. All that, all that belongs to you. You don't know it. You ain't talking nothing. But we're going to teach you all the mountains called Israel. Now, Israel's mountain. He ain't telling us, please. Why we tell us? He tells Noah to tell them, if you leave out your land, you're upon a curse. Then I tell you, go up to somebody else's land, and now all of a sudden, now you dwell with Ham. You ain't staying with no Ham. You're upon a curse, staying with Ham. The mountains over there was your land all the time. But you don't know that because the wicked teaching you've been receiving. Why we tell Noah, if you tell any of your descendants to go up and anybody else saying you're upon a curse, and I'm going to kill you when I come back, right? So why are you telling them to go flee to the land to Africa for? In the land of Ham. Ham's land did not start nowhere near that. You got to push it back. Now all that was called the mountains of who?
Israel.
Get down to verse number and get a little bit more of the mountains. Because look what the nations talk about, and they
are done
today. Look at
the nations
say in verse 2.
The book of Ezekiel chapter 36, mm-hmm. Picking up at verse number 2.
Yeah.
Verse 2 3.
What?
Thus says the Yahuwah.
What?
Because the enemy has said against you.
What?
Even the ancient high places. Even the ancient high places of Israel. Are ours in possession.
You see the man's land? Yeah, you got to go to the book of Jubilees to find the land that Shem was given. Go, I tell you what, just for time's sake. Hey, for time's sake, Elder. Give me the 8th chapter. Think of verse 19. Just give a bit out there, Elder. Let's go to the book of Jubilees just for the national organization. Understand something. We got all Israel. You know, these cooler teachers all over the world, and they think it ain't over there. They migrated to Nairobi and Kenya and Nigeria. Man, that's all real Joe ran all the time. You just didn't know it because you're bad with the teachers you got. You know, that was your land all the time. Let's read a little bit over in the 8th chapter, verse 19. Let's read some good stuff in the book of Jubilee about what was given. Now listen to this. And where you start your land from, is when you get ready to read, you start your land from. Do read, chapter 8:19. El Yada Israel. Let's see what it says.
Book of Jubilee, chapter...
Book of chapter 8, figure verse 19. What it say?
Book of Jubilee, chapter 8,
verse
19. What it say? Book of Jubilee, 8, verse 19. You knew that the girl to eat is the righteous, and the righteous of righteousness and the dwelling of Yahuwah and Mount Sinai, center of the desert, and Mount Yagdah, the center of the neighbor of the earth. These three were created as righteous places facing each other. Verse number 20. He blessed the Yahuwah. We have put the word of Yahuwah into his mouth. The Yahuwah forevermore. Verse 21. He knew that the blessed portion and the blessing had come to Shem.
Hey, that sucker. You ain't the man's man. You mean the God that ain't belong to who?
Shem. Yeah.
And guess what the children of Israel is from who?
Shem.
So that God that ain't belongs to us.
We
the one borrowing it. Shem has gave it to us. Don't want to claim the God that ain't, the far east to west, it's us. We warned Abraham, he told all his land, your land came from the Garden of Eden all the way over to where you're sitting at right now. That's your land. But in a wide open space. Watch them in space because they'll get ready to read. Go ahead and read it.
I read the book of Jubilee. Chapter 8, verse 21. Verse number 21. Book of Jubilee, chapter 8, verse number 21 reads, and he knew that a blessed portion Shem and his son unto the generation forever.
You see that? So, the generation forever, Shem land is for his son. And all the places you call over there today, Tanzania, all the places, Nigeria, all that right there, is Shem land was given to his son, the children of Israel. So you think you over there on borrowed time, now that's your land anyway. Ham know he ain't going to be there from the get-go, but since he knew you didn't know, it's like a man reading a book. He reading a newspaper upside down, but the other guy can't read, period. So he reading upside down, and you looking at, yeah, you reading pretty good. He reading upside down. Because we don't know that land was Shem's land, and he gave it to Abraham, and Abraham gave it to the children of Israel, Isaac, the children of Israel. That land over there that you call West Africa, it's got nothing to do with no Hamite. That is your land from the get-go. Read a little more, just a couple of verses, that's it.
Verse 21. The whole land of Eden.
The whole land of Eden belongs to you, children of Israel.
The whole land of the Reed Sea.
Now look at that. That's the Gion. So that Reed Sea is the Gion. That Gion right there, so everything from the Gion all the way over belongs to you. And that goes right up into another river. The four-headed river. The Gion. All them seas of reeds, Red Sea, the Niger River, Niger, all that means the Gion. That you read it in Exodus chapter 2. It's parted in four heads, isn't it? So the name of four chambers, but the man will change the name. Go back to Brother Titus and read that. And Genesis didn't show you the four heads. He don't supposed to change. Then you put it back together, you in business. But you gotta be in the right class to put the thing back together. Back in Genesis chapter 2. We're going back to Genesis. When he went out of that river and it parted, it's back here, young man, in the fifth chapter, when it parted into four heads, right? Let's go back and read a little bit on four heads. Let's find what's named on four heads. Yeah. The four heads don't change. What the four heads is. And what they name today? Four heads. That's when he went out and it parted the four heads. What verse are we on?
Two.
I said 13 and 14 back in the spirit, so was that right? 10 to 2. Yeah, all right. Pick it up at verse number 8, just make it sound right now. 2:8. Thank you, 2 verse 8.
This is chapter 2, verse 8.
Wait, listen to this.
And Yahweh planted a garden.
Planted a garden.
Eastward in Eden.
Eastward in Eden.
And there he put the man whom he asked for.
And there he put that man there. Okay, good.
Nine. And out of the ground made Yahweh to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight.
That's right.
And good for food.
Y'all all right over there, mother?
All right.
The tree of life also in the midst of the garden.
In the midst of that garden.
And the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Verse 10. And a river went out of Eden.
And a river went out of Eden. Right this now.
To water the garden.
Go ahead.
From thence it was parted.
Okay, it was parted to what?
And it became into four heads.
Oh, so this river was four heads now. So now here's the point now. These four rivers, remember, they have a lot of earthquakes and divide and a lot of things happen. But remember, these four names got to be identified today. And no, let's do all that, but they ain't going to do it now. Right?
Verse 11. The name of the first is Pison.
Pison.
Hallelujah. That is it. Which compassed the whole land of Havilah.
Yeah.
There were there is gold. Verse 12. And the gold of that land is good.
Mm-hmm.
There is Bethlehem and the onyx stone.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13. And the name of the second river is Gion.
So that's the Nile. So y'all don't learn mess up today. Understand that word called the Nile River. That's the longest river called the Nile. That Nile is the Gion. The Sea of Reeds and all that Red Sea that changed the name called the Red Sea. Sea of Reeds, the Yahshu, All of them names, no. All that is Gion. All that is Gion. So they can go high. They can go and talk about, what do you call it? How do you spell that word? It's Y-A-H. S-U something. P-H. I mean, S-U. That's what they call it in Hebrew. Then they translate, break it down to the Sea of Reef. And they come out in English called the Red Sea. Then they all over everywhere. But they were there. So now, keep reading a little bit more. The same that occupied the whole land of dark people, black people.
That's
right. So there, where he's Ethiopian, so that story that's called black people right there. So what are black people there? That is right there. Adam and Eve, all of them is black folks. And all
y'all
that, Gion covered all them black folks up. You see how plain that is? All them black folks. See? All of them are black folks. I'm going to leave it right there. And on that note, back over to the young lions. I'm through with it.
Y'all for us.
Alright. All right, just making we gotta know. We gotta know all this good stuff. So now there's a count system based upon the first month they came out of Egypt on 15 days, they got down to the desert part of Midian, and 30 days later, then they got down to the wilderness part of Midian 90 days later. So there, that's a count system. He said, kept with the count system. It took them 90 days to get to what he told Moses to do. And he told Moses to bring, see where that verse at? Go back to the third chapter of Exodus, what he told Moses, bring them right here. It took them 90 days to get there. 90 days to get there. Now, let's go back to Exodus 3:1, because he's going to tell Moses something. And Exodus 3:1. Now, listen to what he tells him. 3:1. Now Moses met him on the backside and all that good stuff, but Yahweh talked to Moses and tell Moses what I want you to do, Moses. Let's see what he told Moses, what he want Moses to do. Where is there he said, I want you to do something, Moses. I want you to bring these people right back in. Where that verse at? Where can I read to that? Well, he tell Moses, I want you to bring them right here. So Moses knew when he got down to Egypt, his job was to bring them people right back to what he said. What that verse said? Come down here. What that verse didn't tell him, bring them right back in. In that third chapter, bring them back here. You bring them people right back here. So Moses already knew. He was over there for 40 years. He knew all the oasis. He knew all the oasis only mean water spots. That's all that means by the oasis. That means spots. That's why you know they ain't go down the Nile way, because there's water everywhere. Moses knew that, but he had Moses 40 years over there. Putting all the traps where they can come through this way and come through this way and find a way to get back to where he got to get to. So that's why Yahweh had him over there for 40 years. But he know all the traps where the water is, because he took it down to the Philistine way and came down to the Nile. They had plenty of water with it. But Moses knew where all the oasis was at. By being over there 40 years. See? So now, where that verse that he said, now bring them back right here. Bring them back to me. Where that verse at? And I'm through with it. All right, man. I ain't doing no more. Bring them back where I'm at. Where that verse at?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 8.
Where's saying 8?
Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. Now I come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Hamites. This is to bring them out of the land, unto a good land, and a large, unto a land that's flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites.
And now, I'll look at the person said, bring them back to me. That's all right, we ain't worried about it. We'll deal with that on another lesson, too. So the point is, he'll tell Moses, you bring them back to me. And he was in, and the mountain is Mount Horeb, that's in Midian. That burnt mountain, it was burnt, you can find it in Midian, and it's not got a name called Saudi Arabia on it. So that's how we know this Bible is correct. 3:10-12. Everything in the Bible is correct. So when we read Malachi chapter 3:10-12, guess what?
Book of Malachi.
This is correct too.
What? Chapter 3, verse 10 to 12.
What does it say?
Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes unto the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, my temple. And prove me now there is, said Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, for you out of blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast out her fruit before the time of the field. There Yahweh of hosts.
11 and 12.
Verse 12. And all the nations call you blessed.
And all, and if you do what he tells you to do, all nations will call you what?
Blessed.
Go ahead and read.
For you should be a delightsome land.
So now you're going to be a delightsome land, but you got it. Just as he told you what to do then, you told him to do then, it's up to you. Now give me Ezekiel 33, verse 30 out of verse 33. That's good enough for me. So now, if he tells you what to do, this how he gets the blessing, this how he's going to intervene, then why don't we try what the man tell us to do, and let's see what happens. So Moses called this thing, and it's written step by step. How they got to the mountain, told Mount Moses, get on the mountain, look over the mountain, look right on Mount Nebo, and look straight on over there, and you will see the land, your land, all the way over to America. You strip his eye, we can see all the way over here. So you ain't got no, ain't no such thing as no west out. East to west belongs to Shem. Before you go east, before you go west, and it's broad. I mean, it's so broad that everybody got a shot. But your land more broader than you think it is. All over there in Tanzania, all over there in Nigeria, all that's wrong to you all the time. You got to call them, the people that call themselves Bantu. All that stuff in there. All that land belongs to the children of Israel from the get-go. The Congos and all that. But your land is long and broad. Ham know that they are snuck part of your land because you know you're disobedient. But if you come back to the covenant, you will see the same plainly that your land is more broader than what you think it is. There's no such thing no west coast of Africa. That is Shem's land that was given to the children of Israel. Matter of fact, come back to that stick one more time there, young man. That's 36. In 36, read what it says in verse 36, verse 4 and 6.
Going back to the book of Ezekiel.
Listen to this. Hey, Moses, listen to this.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 4, down to verse number 6.
No, read verse 4 and 6.
4 and 6. All right, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 4 and 6. Verse 4, read. Therefore, you mountains of Israel.
Therefore, you mountains of Israel.
Hear the word of the Yahuwah.
You see, he tell you mountains of Israel, so all the mountains told flee in the mountain, all the mountains was your land anyway. You just never been told that. The mountains, all the mountains you were running through, that was the mountains of Israel all the time. Go ahead.
Hear the word of Yahuwah, Yahuwah.
Yes.
Thus said the Yahuwah to the mountain.
Mountain.
Into the hill.
To the hill.
Into the river.
What river? Gideon!
Yeah.
Man, what I know Gideon is. That's your river. They got to call the Nile River now. Then you just both talk, that's called the Nigger River. Ain't get away with that stuff. That's the Gideon. That belongs to the black, the children of Israel. That's your land. Rear them up.
Into the hills, into the river Gideon. Into the valley, into the desolate waste.
Good. 6.
Verse 6. Prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel.
And where's the land of Israel at?
And say unto the mountain.
All the mountains is the land of Israel. All the mountains you see over there, everything from the Garden of Eden all the way over here, any mountain them belongs to you all the time. That's your stuff. Verse 8.
Verse
mountains of Israel.
What he call you?
Mountain of Israel.
That's who you are. You're not a mole. You are a mountain of Israel.
You shall shoot forth your branches.
And all want to shoot forth their branches in front of the true land of life.
And yield your fruit to my people Israel.
Why?
For they are at hand to come.
We got to do right. We got to do right. We got to understand order and do order.
Coming to pass.
It came to pass now.
Though it will come.
Oh, oh Lord, he's going to come.
This shit ain't no.
Now, who doing the talking? Oh, put your mouth. Go on there, y'all. Who doing the talking?
Is that right?